said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for
Husey and Aaron.
Off air, uncut.
It's Husey and Aaron, the podcast, Husey.
Yeah, it is. Aaron is off sick at the moment, but we are here and we are ready to talk to someone who is a tough love relationship coach. They have almost 500,000 followers on TikTok. Mm. They are possibly the best in the business.
Oh, that's very much so. From MaddockCoaching.com, we're joined by Jake Maddock. Come on in, Jake.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being had. You've certainly come on our radar because you're a no nonsense love coach. Is that fair to say? Would you describe yourself like that?
I suppose so. Yeah, everyone keeps telling me I am, so I suppose I am. Yeah.
And so you offer courses. You offer some one-on-one counselling. You set people straight.
Yeah. A lot of people. I think a lot of problem with relationships, Husey, people make them really complicated.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be.
Yep. And I'm all for that. So, mate, Ed, there's a lot to get through here.
I know, there is a lot to say. So let's go through. It's great for people to know quickly some of the positions that you've got so that they can get a head around your approach. So I'll give you a couple of quick fire questions and you can tell us what you reckon. Do you think it's a good idea for men and women to be platonic friends? Can they be platonic friends?
Oh, short answer, no, but there's different stages of severity of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're best friends with someone of the opposite sex and you're always hanging out, it's probably going to have negative consequences on your romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Your girlfriend's going to get jealous, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, that's very normal. But if you have friends which you see once in a while, or a couple friends, or ones that you're not that close to, it's not a big deal. So it really depends on the severity.
Yeah, but you can. I always say, if you're attracted to them, it just can't. It's not going to work, is it?
Or that's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you sense a sense of attraction, you're playing with fire. Get out of there.
Yeah. Now, can we go back to when you first meet someone at, say, a bar, or you meet them online and you have the first date? What do you say about how quickly you should sort of escalate the situation?
Yes, if you're talking about intimacy, I think you should trust your gut. So, look, I've coached thousands of people, guys, over the years. About 90% of those people have slept with their ideal partner on the first date. Now, I say you don't have to if you don't want to, but just go with how it feels.
Mm. Yeah,
when you meet your ideal partner, the chemistry should be so good that you want to.
And I am actually, look, I'm agreeing with a lot of what you say, I believe. Jake, mm-hmm. So the fact is, sleeping with someone on the first date, you don't believe, because a lot of people say that will ruin any chance of a relationship, but your experience and your research has shown that it hasn't. It's the opposite effect, actually.
100%, that's right. So if you go on 3, 4, 5 dates and nothing has happened in the intimate department, it's a pretty big red flag.
Mm.
Okay. And all the women who think it's bad to sleep with them too soon, like it's going to ruin your chances, I want you to think to yourself, if you are intimate with a guy and he thinks less of you after it, is that really someone you want to be with anyway?
Exactly. This is – I'm into Jake.
I know you are.
Mate, because also over the years I've worked with a lot of women and I'm always asking them about their love life. And I've had women say, oh, yes, we've been on 5 dates and nothing's happened. And I'm like, get out of there.
Yeah.
He's not that into you.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. That's a beauty. Now, you've a lot of women listening to us, a lot of men too, but you coach a lot of men, and I think this is a beauty. What is the big mistake you think? Why is a men struggling in relationships so much? Why do men struggle in relationships?
I find most people, regardless of their gender, seem to struggle in relationships because they're not doing too well within who they are. So they have a lack of confidence, or they don't have much self-esteem. They don't have enough courage or confidence to set a boundary. So they become doormats, or they try to be people pleasers. They're just struggling within who they are. So as soon as I help them become a 10 out of 10 within themselves, raise up their confidence, way easier.
Yeah, right.
That is huge.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. So don't blame someone else for your relationship. Yeah. Just work on yourself.
Now, what about ghosting? All we hear a lot of women in particular complain about ghosting. What do you say about ghosting, Jake? Hey,
say if you go on a first date with somebody and then you text them up, you give them the follow-up and they ghost you, you got to, that's just part of it. If you get really offended, you're lacking a little bit of emotional resilience there. Like, if you're dating lots of people, you're looking for your ideal partner, regardless of how gorgeous you are, you're going to get ghosted eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of it. There's no point crying about it. Just say, well, they weren't my ideal partner. I wasn't theirs. It's okay. It's not a big deal.
So you're saying you shouldn't need the person to tell you that they don't want to see you again. The fact is they don't contact you means they don't want to see you again, and just accept that and move on with your life.
Yeah. If he wanted to, he would. His actions are telling you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you about your clients? So I know you don't have a typical client, but could you give us, without any names, what's someone you've dealt with recently so we know where they were and where they ended up?
Yeah, great question. So I coach about 80% women who were divorced, single moms. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
So thousands and thousands of people like this, they achieve 10 out of 10 all the time. They come to me, they're single moms, they're full of fear. They have a lot of anxieties. They feel like they have a lot to lose. In some regards, they do. They overthink a lot. Got to get them to a 10 out of 10 first. Get rid of the overthinking. Get rid of some of the fears. Show them how to date properly, okay? One of my favorite clients was Isabella. She's 63. She came to me, ready to give up on love, ready to buy a cat and forget about it.
Yeah.
Said, hold on. Let me build your profile for you. Get you on some dates. See how you feel. She's in a 10 out of 10 relationship right now. And she's so happy she didn't give up on love. And that's what I love to see.
Mate, that is, you're changing lives. And what is your, I mean, I know you're going to talk yourself up here, and rightfully so, but what if you can be as honest as possible, what do you reckon your success rate is for people who you coach?
Well, it sounds kind of silly, but in my program, I actually guarantee you achieve a 10 out of 10 within 6 months.
Yeah, right.
So it's not your mind. It's the recipe works really, really well. It's not overly complicated either, guys. Like, a lot of people overcomplicate relationships. It's not that complicated. You got to be nice to each other. You got to set boundaries. You got to be high value person. Don't be a doormat. That's about it. And then you're 90% of the way there.
Now, another thing that I've heard you say, and I'm interested in, is that when you're, and we've done this on our radio show over the month of September, where we're trying to make long term couples be as intimate as possible with each other.
Yes.
And you would know that many, many times, you know, that the sex basically just falls away to almost nothing. How many times or how many times do you think that that couples should be intimate, you know, for a healthier relationship?
Yeah, definitely an important question. And one of my rules is for couples, try to be intimate 2 to 3 times a week on average. If there's something happening, like surgery, for example, obviously that's a pretty good reason. But on average, I want you to try to be intimate 2 to 3 times a week, okay? And if a couple is really struggling, they're going, oh, we don't have the time, you know, we've got the kids, how am I going to find time? Couples listening to this, if you can't find the time to be intimate, I bet you're going to find the time for the divorce lawyer, aren't you?
Yeah.
So make the time.
Now,
I'm big on this.
I know you are.
And I really think that couples, you've got to have sex.
Yes.
If you're a couple.
Yes.
Otherwise, you 100%. Shouldn't be together.
No. Now, if I was, let's say if I was listening and I was in a relationship and I was listening to this going, well, I'm not in a 10 out of 10 relationship. What is your tip that you would, I'm sure you have people who are coming to you secretly. What is your tip for making that transition?
Well, transition it to a 10 out of 10 or get out of the relationship.
Or get out.
Well, do you know when people talk to you, do you think, no, their relationship can't work, they should find another relationship, or is that something that's, you know, plain to you generally?
Yeah, I can pick it up pretty fast. If I'm talking to a couple, within 30 seconds I can tell whether they're no hope or they can get there. Some people, they're just so toxic, they fight all the time. I just go, guys, come on. There's no point. It's not going to work. You guys there's too much damage being done. You know, cheating's occurred. You just got to get out of there as quick as possible. If you're really having trouble getting out of a hard situation, what I recommend doing is writing down an exit plan, like a mission. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? When are you going to do it? Really detailed. So, because a lot of people have trouble getting out of these situations because it's emotionally fueled, isn't it?
Yeah. And so what about the idea that we hear this a lot, particularly from younger people as well, that dating sucks because there's too many options. So that every time I open my phone, right, and I look on my apps, I have got my potential dating pool now, Jake, is the entire world. What do you, how on earth is anyone ever meant to get into a relationship,
a monogamous
relationship ever again?
Yes. Well, there's a few things. So online dating is fantastic. So I don't want you to think anything negative about it. You've got to do your ideal partner list so you have actually an idea what you're looking for.
Oh, that's a good point. Okay, so we're making an ideal partner list. That's a great thing that people could do while they're listening to this right now. Start with making an ideal partner list.
Exactly. Start with an ideal partner list so you know what you're looking for. Try to go on one high-value date a week. Okay, no coffee dates. I want a proper date. Okay.
So like dinner, basically, is what you're saying. Is that a high-value date?
Yeah, so the proper date has four parts to it. So the guy asks to go on a date. He picks her up, opens the door for her. They go and do an activity, okay, mini part, some sort of fun activity that can be a bit flirty. Then they go out to dinner. The guy pays for the meal. Then it's the end of the date. Hopefully he did a good enough job that she wants to kiss him. That's a high-value date.
So the guy has to, the guy definitely should pay. And are you 100%. Saying if the guy doesn't pay, is that a red flag for
– huge red flag.
Yeah, right.
But aren't you ruling out, like,
what
every woman now, young woman now, if a guy rocked up and tried to open a door – and then said, and I'm paying for the thing, they would just go, you're toxic masculinity. And
some
I'm,
would, yes.
Well, but isn't that...
Well, maybe he should rule her out.
He should. You want to be, any guys listening, you want to be with a girl who wants you to be chivalrous. If a girl doesn't want you to be chivalrous, you don't want, that's a pain in the ass.
But aren't we now in the, aren't we now in the what they call the rise of the beta male? Isn't that what we, well, that's what we ever hear these days is it's the rise of the beta male. I mean, I don't know how they get up. They must be so tired. But
is alpha and beta. So yes, alpha is the,
is what Jake's just
caveman sort of situation. Interesting.
Yeah. You guys, I think a lot of men want to be masculine. I think women want to be feminine. I think a lot of people are confused what it is. I teach masculine, feminine every day. It's a big game changer. A lot of people confuse what it actually means. Mm. A lot of women think being feminine means they're going to be weak. A lot of men think being masculine is going to make them toxic. Quite the contrary.
Yep.
They're beautiful traits to be in.
Yes.
I value Jake's advice. Yeah, good work, Jake.
Now, it is matticcoaching.com to get in touch with Jake Matic, or you can find him on TikTok. That's where I'm at. Or Instagram. Mate, we'll catch up with you again. It's been fascinating.
Thanks for having me, guys. Love the chat.